July 2nd, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. Big news breaking over the course of the last half hour or so. We're going to break down all of that. Donald Trump's sentencing has been postponed in the New York case. Huge news coming out. Many people believe that this case will never see the light of day, at least until after the election. We'll break down all of that. Also, as you can see from the title, the results are in post-debate, and we are getting poll after poll after poll. We told you to expect this. Wow, things are not looking good for Joe Biden. State polls, national polls, polls on how people feel after that disastrous debate performance. The amount of spin that is going on with the Democrats and in the media has been out of control, but it is not changing public sentiment on the fact that Joe Biden simply is not there anymore. He is simply not there anymore. We're going to break down all of that for you. Also, Joe Biden goes on a bizarre 4-minute long rant about the Supreme Court rulings, and then scuttles away without taking any questions as key donors begin to flee after a what we're told was a disastrous fundraiser out here in the Hamptons over the weekend. Look, things are getting real, real rough for the Biden administration. They wanted this debate. They wanted it in this format. However, I don't believe any of them could have predicted. I don't think any of us, if we're being honest, could have predicted things would be as bad as they currently are. And right now, they are pretty bad, if I do say so. They are pretty bad. Before we get started, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. Let's pop this live chat up onto the screen. Where is everybody? There we go. How's everybody doing today? Phenomenal. July 2nd, you know, little known fact. John Adams thought July 2nd would be the day that everyone would celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. He didn't believe it would end up being July 4th. So to some originalists out there, today is actually Independence Day. Today is actually Independence Day as we get rocking and rolling here for the Independence Day weekend. I'm super excited. Oh, yeah. Fireworks, barbecue, beers, pool, America, baby. I'm liking it. Coffin McGroy says, hello from Phoenix. A tad warm out here. Yes, well, you chose to live in an oven. But it's dry heat. I don't care. I went out there once. I don't think I've ever got to go back again. Very, very hot. Very, very hot. No, Sly, I do not have that. I haven't gotten a chance to go through all of that yet. I'm going to be reading that throughout the rest of the day. I like this. Hickser, New Jersey. Every day is Independence Day. I like that. I stand corrected. Every day is Independence Day. Especially when the news keeps coming out like this. Hit the thumbs up button. Let's drink up then. I will, Callie. I will. Second day on the show, and you're already telling me what to do. You got to be around for a while, like Bad Moon, to tell me what to do, okay? You got to be around for a little bit. Let's dive into all of the news. So, breaking just over the course of the last couple of hours, this from the Post-Millennial, DA Alvin Bragg won't oppose Trump's move to delay the New York City sentencing after the SCOTUS immunity ruling. Requests until July 24th to respond. Ho-ho! This is big stuff. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said it won't oppose delaying the New York City Trump case and requested that the office be given until July 24th to respond to Donald Trump's move to set aside the verdict after his conviction, effectively delaying the sentence. This comes after the Supreme Court decided in Trump's favor in the presidential immunity case. Following SCOTUS' decision in Trump's favor, sending the immunity case back to the lower courts for future review, Trump moved to overturn his conviction in the Manhattan case, where he was found guilty of 31 counts of falsifying business records. The letter from the Trump team asked to set aside the verdict in the New York case and was made in light of the SCOTUS decision in the immunity case, which would effectively delay the sentencing. Assistant District Attorney Joshua Steinglass responded to the Trump team. We've also got a letter here. This was from Joshua Steinglass to Judge Marchand. It says, we are in receipt of defendant's pre-motion letter dated July 1st seeking to leave. Hold on, let me make this a little bit bigger. Sorry, it's really, really small. Decided to leave the motion to set aside the verdict pursuant based on the Supreme Court July decision. Although we believe the defendant's arguments to be without merit, we do not oppose his request to leave to file a punitive request to adjourn sentencing pending determination of his motion. We respectfully request a July 24th deadline, 2 weeks after the defendant's requested deadline to file and serve a response. Sorry about that. That letter is so small. That letter is so small. So the July 11th deadline, we were going to be down at the courthouse on July 11th for the sentencing. That has now been postponed to, at the very least, at the very least, July 24th. What does that mean? That means that they are waiting 3 weeks to even respond to the request to push the sentencing back. This is going to keep dragging on and keep dragging on and continue to drag on. Donald Trump picking up win after win after win. And we are seeing it in the polling. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Before we do, head on over to LFATV.us. That's LFATV.us. That's your home base. That is your mothership for all things LFATV related. You guys can pick up all your LFATV goods over there and consider becoming a monthly donor over at LFATV.us so that we can keep bringing you guys the content you want, the content you need, real news for real people here at LFATV. Go to LFATV.us. That's LFATV.us. The polling is not looking good. Is not looking good for Joe Biden. Not only in the national polls, not only in certain state polls, but in just how they feel in general. A new USA Today poll finds 41% of Democrats want Joe Biden to quit. This from Breitbart News. The poll represents the first post-debate poll that Democrat operatives and donors will study to determine the total damage to Biden's candidacy following his debate performance. By a 5-to-1 ratio, the poll found that former President Trump won the exchange. Only 28% of Biden supporters said he won. Only 24% of Democrats said the debate increased their support for Joe Biden, while 9% said it made them want to support a third party candidate. Ho ho! That 9% who would go towards a third party candidate would upend this election in ways I cannot even begin to fathom for you. We're going to be talking about states, as we have already, that we're going to continue to put in play. Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, New Hampshire, New Mexico. Is Colorado out there? The possibilities are absolutely endless if 9% of Joe Biden supporters move to a third party candidate. Why? Not because that would help Trump in his numbers, but it would then lower the percentages Donald Trump would need in order to win the election outright. He could win a state with 42%. He could win if Kennedy, West, or Stein are able to pick up some more numbers. When asked about the impact the debate had, 26% of independents said it made them more likely to support Trump, 9% Biden, and 17% said it more likely to support a third-party candidate. USA Today reported how voters described their worries about Biden's debate performance. Those with concerns about Biden used words like confused and incoherent. They overwhelmingly said Trump won. Others used words like coherent and articulate to describe former President Trump. Among those who said Biden won, the top reasons focused not on his performance, but on his character, saying he was truthful and honest, and that Trump had lied in his responses. The poll sampled 1,000 registered voters from Friday to Sunday with a 3% margin of error. So this is actually a very, very good poll. There is no question that debate sent shockwaves through the political landscape, said the director of Suffolk Political Research of the poll. Democrats in this poll are offering tough love to Joe Biden by saying to him, you've served well, but try to see yourself last Thursday through our eyes. Hold your head up high and it's time to go. Biden, we're going to get to this poll in a second because this poll really makes me laugh. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that one later on. Biden reportedly devised an 8-point public relations campaign over the weekend to remain the Democratic Party's de facto nominee. The public relations campaign plan follows a 2-day huddle with family members at Camp David, reportedly to weigh Biden's precarious political positions. Biden, who many in the media many media allies and Democrats said should drop out of the race, will press forward and remain the candidate for president, top officials told Axios. The decision appears heavily influenced by First Lady Jill Biden and additional family members such as Hunter Biden, people who regularly talk to them, told Axios. Well, yeah, it would make sense. It would definitely make sense that Hunter Biden wants his dad to remain president. That way he can stay out of prison. To me, that seems like a fairly obvious reason why you would want your father to remain president so that you don't end up in jail. Stands to reason why Hunter Biden would want that. Doesn't want his father to live out the rest of his days in peace and dignity. No. Because you see, it's all about Hunter. And for Jill, it's all about Hunter. It's always been about Hunter. It's always been about taking care of Hunter. What does Hunter need? When does Hunter need it? And how can we get it for him now? He wants a golden egg now. Hunter doesn't want to have to work. He wants to bang hookers and smoke crack, which, feel free. I don't really care. However, when you start trading American foreign policy in places most Americans couldn't point out on a map in order to get the money to keep up your hooker and cocaine habits, then I've got a bit of a problem with it, Hunter Biden. You want to be a crackhead and a degenerate? Feel free. If you want, go to the San Francisco Pride Parade. They'll let you do just about anything you want in the middle of the street. The problem becomes when you start trading American foreign policy with your father's name in order to pay for your lavish lifestyle. Hunter Biden would be sitting in jail right now on his ridiculous tax charges had it not been for his father being president and a big money donor bailing Hunter Biden out of all of his miscues. Bailing Hunter Biden out for not paying his taxes. Nobody is above the law, we hear. Yeah, except Hunter Biden. We're still waiting for that gun charge sentencing to come. I'm sure nothing will come of that. I'm sure nothing at all will come of that. But let's dive into some of the polling because this stuff is out of control. Out of control. We're going to get to that in 1 minute. Before we do that, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. We got big numbers watching today, and I'm excited about it. So, guys, make sure tag a friend wherever it is you're watching. Make sure you're following over here on Rumble, rumble.com/LFATV. Rumble.com/LFATV. So, we will get into the polling real quick. Which one do I want to start with? Oh, yeah, all right, let's start with this one. Because you guys know, I say it all the time, and I'll repeatedly say it on this show, national polling is interesting. National polling is interesting to see where trends are going. But mathematically, really doesn't matter. Mathematically, it really doesn't matter. Because we don't have one election in this country. We have 50 small elections. So when we see things like this from a New Hampshire college poll that has Donald Trump leads Biden by 2 points following the debate in a 6-way race, including third-party candidates and independent candidates, Trump leads the field with 44% support compared to Joe Biden's 42%. 76% of voters said they were committed in their vote. So there is only a small margin that we have to contend with here. And that's why I want to make this very clear as I go over these polling results as they come in. All gas, no brakes. Do not say we've got this in the bag. There's no landslide. There's no red wave. I don't want to hear about it. Don't get complacent. None of that crap. We must continue to push. We must continue to fight. We must continue to do the thing that got us here in the first place. I'm talking about speaking to new voters. New voters are trending towards Donald Trump by 11 points, according to polling. What does that tell me? That says we have to go out and find new voters. This weekend, 4th of July weekend, I'll be in Forest Hills, Queens, registering voters with the New York City Young Republicans. All gas, no break. Team don't quit. Team no sleep. With all these trends going in our direction, that is telling us what we are doing is working and we cannot get complacent. So if you're out there tweeting about red waves and you're out there saying we got this one in the bag and there's no way Democrats can pick up victories, you need to stop doing that and you need to stop doing it immediately. Because the more you do that, the less likelihood of young people coming out to vote because they are the people who are the least enthusiastic about voting. They always have been. However, with more and more trends coming in our direction for young people, that means when your 19-year-old doesn't want to get off his ass and stop playing Fortnite or whatever the hell it is kids do today, to go with you to the polls, you must physically pick his big ass up, put him into the car, push him out of the car at the polling location, bing, bang, boom, he can go back to playing Call of Duty and eating Cheetos or whatever the hell it is they do. We need every vote in every district all over the country. Giddy up, let's go. A new poll finds that Donald Trump is leading in New Hampshire by 2 points. The poll was conducted after the presidential debate on June 27th, which has resulted in many, including Democrats, calling for Joe Biden to step down. The St. Aslam College poll found that those aware of Thursday night's debate, 54% of New Hampshire voters believe Trump won. The next highest selected opinion was neither at 39%, with Biden taking just 6% of the votes. 6% of the people who live in New Hampshire think Joe Biden won that debate. I have to ask, I would love to interview one, and if you know any of these people, I would love to interview one of those 6% of people to ask them what exactly they watched that apparently I missed that would say that Joe Biden won the debate. The vast majority of voters, 81%, said the debate would not affect who they voted for. That tells me there's 19% left out there on the table. In the six-way race, Donald Trump led the field 44% to Joe Biden's 42, with 76% of voters saying they were committed in their vote. Trump saw major support among voters under the age of 35 and swing voters, with 41% of voters under the age of 35 saying they would vote for Donald Trump, compared to just 28% that said they would vote for Biden. And 39% of swing voters say they would vote for Trump, while only 21% said they would vote for Biden. It was a relatively small poll, 746 registered New Hampshire voters, but had an incredibly small margin of error, 2.3%. I'd say a 50-50 good poll, bad poll. Of course, Joe Biden won New Hampshire with nearly 53% of the vote, compared to Donald Trump's 46% of the vote. Of New Hampshire's 10 counties, Biden won 8 of them, and Trump winning the far north Coos County and central New Hampshire's Belknap County. I'm probably saying that wrong. So if you're a New Hampshire voter, what does that tell you? We're within the margin of error. Keep pushing. Get out there. Do what needs to be done. But this is not the only poll. And I want to be clear why the New Hampshire poll matters so much. Not the fact that Joe Biden won it by nearly 10 points in 2020, and now it seems to be trending in the direction of Donald Trump. That's not why it matters. It matters because if New Hampshire flips red, that opens up the entire map. That opens up the entire electoral map for Donald Trump. There's only a certain number of configurations in the Electoral College map that can produce a victory for either side. And those are with guaranteed states in certain areas. That's why I talk about this. If you are in those traditional blue states that are flippable, New Jersey, Virginia, New Mexico, New Hampshire, If you're in some of these places, your vote is almost as important as the ones in the swing district, in the swing states of Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Because if we're able to shock the world and flip a New Jersey, flip a Virginia, that changes the map in an extreme way that Democrats will not be able to come up with those Electoral College wins in the areas that we think they cheated in. Maricopa County is going to matter a hell of a lot less if New Jersey flips. Clark County in Nevada is going to mean a hell of a lot less if New Hampshire flips. Cobb County in Georgia is going to mean a hell of a lot less if Virginia flips. Moreover, as I continue to say, I said it last night on OAN with Chanel Rien. I said it last night on OAN that when Donald Trump wins the popular vote in 2024, it is going to be because of the blue states that came out huge for him. We've seen polling out of New York, Emerson College. Donald Trump down 8 in New York. I cannot wait to see for more New York polls to start to come out. We're going to get into one more key poll in just a second. But before we do that, a quick word from Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear,
dog. Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So let's get this live chat up here. Before I bring on the good news, before I bring on the hilarity, I want to welcome everybody in. First time watching, make sure you guys are checking it out over Rumble.com/LFATV for the best damn political news anywhere, period. How is everybody doing today? Vintage Lulu Gal, how are you? Gina Marie, what's happening? Out in Cali. Cali's going to be big. California has the most Republicans of any state in the country. And if we're going to deliver that popular vote victory, it's going to be up to people like Still Sinner Neal in Illinois, like me in New York, like many people in California to deliver the votes. Let's shock the world. No Republican has won the popular vote since 2004. Can we do it? I think we can do it. I think if we are willing to put in the work, it is up to us to save this country. It is up to us to save this country. Because nobody's coming for us. Nobody's coming to help. Striper says elections are rigged. All right, well, thank you for coming to me with a problem and no solution. I say we become too big to rig. That's what I say. Mama Farish, what's going on? Sean's mom's in the chat. I must be having a good day today. Let's go, baby. ZBM, what's happening, babe? Here we go. Let's dive in, because that's not the poll I want to talk about. Poll I want to talk about is this one. This one that is just really, really makes me laugh. A new CNN poll out has Donald Trump up 6 points. A new CNN poll has Donald Trump up 6 points in the national average. I guess that's what Joe Biden meant when he said he was a 6 handicap. That after this debate, he would end up being 6 points down in the national average to Donald Trump. Let me explain something to you. National polling tends to be against Republicans. It always has been. 2 to 3 points. If CNN is calling that Donald Trump currently is up 6 points in the national poll, then that Rasmussen poll that came out a couple of months ago that showed Donald Trump up 10 may not be the outlier they claimed it was. Many people are starting to see Joe Biden for the decrepit old man that he is. And why wouldn't they? We all saw it. You all saw it. In fact, as I've said numerous times, no person, if you're being honest, can look me in the eye and say you thought that debate was going to go as bad as bad as it did. That was disastrous. Of course, as part of that CNN poll, when it comes to Joe Biden's job approval rating, he's down at 36%. 36%, a new all-time low for that poll. Joe Biden is hurting in ways that we have never seen before. Polymarket, which takes betting odds on what people think are going to happen in the election, now has Donald Trump winning this election at 66%. 66%, out of control. Before the debate, it was at 52%, with Polymarket predicting that Joe Biden would win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan still, before the debate, Joe Biden was going to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Following the debate, it puts Pennsylvania and Wisconsin firmly in Donald Trump's camp, with Michigan being the one toss-up. Now, there's no possible way to discount the fact. There's no possible way to discount the fact what the Israel-Gaza situation is going to continue to have on this election, because those Palestinians, they are pissed. They are pissed. In fact, there's another poll out from Suffolk University USA Today that has Donald Trump plus 3 when paired with all 6 candidates, Jill Stein, Cornell West, someone named Oliver. I don't know who the hell that is. RFK Jr. sitting at 3rd at 8%. Out of control. Out of control. It shows us picking up seats in Virginia with Jen Keegans, I think her name is. I want to make sure I say that correctly. The incumbent winning in Virginia too. And that was an internal poll from the DCCC. These things are getting out of control. As I said, Polymarket, has Donald Trump at a 58% chance of winning Pennsylvania, a 56% chance of winning Wisconsin, a 54% new high of winning Michigan, Arizona 74%, Georgia at 80%, Nevada at 71%, North Carolina at 83%. These maps are disastrous. Disastrous. For Joe Biden. However, I'll say it once, I'll say it again, so get used to me saying it. Get used to me saying it. We cannot take our foot off the gas here. Even if we look at the Harvard-Harris poll that came out yesterday that also puts Joe Biden behind 6 points in the national average. With leans, Donald Trump is plus 4. When you throw RFK in the race, it goes to plus 7. The things we are doing are working. We must continue to push. We can never stop. Because the minute we stop is the minute they take advantage of what we're doing. I know I don't plan on stopping. I hope none of you do either. As I said, this weekend, I will be in Forest Hills, Queens, on Queens Boulevard with the New York City Young Republicans, having another massive voter registration drive, preparing to deliver the House, not only the House majority, but the popular vote for the president. Before we keep going, guys, I want to talk to you guys about our friends over at TacRite. You guys know about the TacRite mini saw. But did you ever want to own your own night vision binoculars, but you didn't get one because of how pricey they were? Well, now you can grab one for just under $200 from our sponsor over at TacRite. Similar night vision goggles usually sell for over $4,000. once it is military grade. However, Tacrite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light to work. Tacrite Vision lets you see even in the pitch darkness. Our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. You can grab one today for under $200. You don't even need a promo code or anything. Just visit TacriteLFA.com. That's TacriteLFA.com. This would make a great gift idea for anyone that is interested in the outdoors, hunting, military, or just the ability to feel safe at night. Grab yours today. These won't last long. Last time it sold out in under 3 hours after mentioning it on our channel. So get yours today, guys. Visit TacriteLFA.com. That's TacriteLFA.com. Guys, pick up a pair of night vision goggles because they're just cool. They're just cool to have. Go to TacriteLFA.com. That's TacriteLFA.com. While I get a sip, I'm jacked up today. You guys know I love talking about polls. You know I love talking about. And also, before we move on, because there is some stuff that I want to get to, I want to thank everybody yesterday. Record day. I want to thank the McGroin crew for rating the show, as you guys always do. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that support. All the new viewers that have come in over the course of the last couple of days, I want to thank all of you so much for that. We got up to 400 rumbles by the end of the show yesterday. Big number, big number, big number. More importantly than that, I want to thank everybody that came out to our rally the other day. Let's see if I can get this up on the screen here. See if I can get this up here. I was able, thanks to your help, thanks to everybody who helped out, I was able to make a $1,000 donation to the Trump campaign just today based on what we were able to raise over the course of our rally over the weekend. Guys, small dollar donors, activism, grassroots, this is what can be produced. And I cannot thank you all enough. The people who helped me, Jackie and Dina, Dana, I know you're watching right now. I want to thank everybody so, so much. I want to, John Cafiro, I know he's not watching because he's working right now. Everybody who came out and helped out, we were able to make a $1,000 donation to the Trump campaign in the name of the Loud Majority. Thank you all so, so much for all the help, as always. This is what real grassroots activism can do when we put a little bit of hustle behind this muscle, and we certainly have that. So I want to thank everybody so much for the support. I want to thank Restigio's on 112 in Patchogue for allowing us to hold the event there. You guys did a phenomenal job. The food was spectacular. So was the environment. Thank you all so much. Check out Restigio's on 112 in Patchogue. So let's keep on moving and grooving here, because obviously we could talk about polls all day. Talk about polls all day, but people are freaking out. And key Democratic donors have threatened to pull the plug if Biden doesn't resign, as furious party insiders reveal their worst fears about the ailing president have been confirmed. This is wild. Here's Carl Bernstein, of course, of Watergate fame on CNN.
Journalist. So, Carl, according to the people you've been talking to, what are you hearing?
Well, these are people, several of them, who are very close to President Biden, who love him, have supported him, have been among them, or some people who have raised a lot of money for him. And they are adamant that what we saw the other night, the Joe Biden we saw, is not a one-off, that there have been 15, 20 occasions in the last year and a half when the president has appeared somewhat as he did in that horror show that we witnessed. And what's so significant is the people that this is coming from, and also how many people around the president are aware of such incidents, including some reporters, incidentally, who have witnessed some of them. But here we see tonight, as these people say, President Biden at his absolute best, and yet these people who have supported him, loved him, campaigned for him, see him often, say that in the last 6 months particularly, there has been a marked incidence of cognitive decline and physical infirmity.
What I wonder about is the people who were, you know, working with him at Camp David, allegedly in this intensive debate prep, if there were concerns there about this, and I don't know if you have got any word about that, but how anybody involved in that debate prep, I mean, Didn't anybody see something?
Well, the debate prep was supervised by Ron Klain, who has been with President Biden for many years. And people I've talked to have all been to Ron Klain in the last year to say, we have a problem. We have a problem such as we saw the other night, that there have been numerous instances where the president has lost his train of thought, can't pick it up again. There was a fundraiser at which he started at the podium, and then he became very stiff, according to people there, as if it were almost a kind of rigor mortis.
This was reported allegedly in June of 2020.
This was June of, this was a year ago almost exactly, at the old Four Seasons restaurant on Park Avenue. And he became very stiff, and a chair had to be brought for him to do the latter part of the event. I think that what these folks are saying and have been saying for a while is, yes, he's great when we see him, as we have tonight. But he also has these inexplicable moments that we're very concerned about. And you, Ron Klain, and the first family, we need to talk about this. And they've been pushed back repeatedly whenever it's been brought up.
And are there, did your sources tell you about topics he's particularly engaged in, or are there?
Not only, and it's not just these same people. There is no question. I have heard for 2 years how sharp Joe Biden is in his national security meetings. He has special briefing books on Ukraine, on the situation in Gaza, that go down into very detailed military reports. He has an absolute command of the facts. He's sharp as can be. You see the evidence of his being the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, of his work as vice president on foreign relations. So we're clearly dealing with two sets of one person. And it really needs to be explored, according to the people I'm talking to. And I think an awful lot of major Democrats believe this, including some who have made statements to the contrary. But this is a problem that's not going to go away unless it's explicable. Does this mean doctors' reports? I mean, obviously, it'd be great if we could have real doctors' reports from both candidates. Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, you could have real doctor's reports on both candidates. Donald Trump has said he would have no problem doing that. But you only want them from one. And Carl Bernstein, a guy who's been around for as long as, the guy's been around like 60 years, for him to be coming out and being this genuinely worried about Joe Biden ought to tell you everything they need to know. And I want to be clear, Joe Biden was never really that sharp to begin with. We've known this for quite some time, that Joe Biden has always been the stupidest person in the Senate. As a matter of fact, over the course of the last couple of days, an old clip of Clarence Thomas has reemerged from a documentary. I believe he did it with the Daily Wire, where he basically just talks about how Joe Biden prattled on and just rambled on incoherently during his infamous Senate confirmation hearing, which Joe Biden was, of course, the chair of. Here that is.
Good morning, Judge. Welcome to the blinding lights. Finding out what you mean when you say that you would apply the natural law philosophy to the Constitution is, in my view, the single most important task of this committee.
Senator Biden was very focused on natural law. How did that go?
Who knows? I have no idea what he was talking about.
I just want to make sure we all know what we're talking about here, that you and I know at least what we're talking about here. There's a fervent and aggressive school of thought that wishes to see natural law further inform the Constitution than it does now, argued against by the positivist led by Judge Bork. Now, again, that may be lost on all the people. You know and I know what we're talking about.
I have to be perfectly honest with you. You sit there and you have no idea what they are talking about. All I know is that he was asking me these questions about natural law.
Someone may apply it in a way, like Moore, who leads him in a direction that is, quote, liberal. You may apply it in a way that leads you in a direction that's conservative. Or you may, like many argue, not apply it at all. But it is a fundamental question that is going to be almost impossible for non-lawyers to grasp in an exchange. But you know, and I know, it is a big, big deal. And in conclusion,
one of the things you do in hearings is you have to sit there and look attentively at people you know have no idea
what they're talking about. I don't know what Joe Biden is talking about. However, the funny part about that whole thing is that even in that clip 33 years ago at the infamous Clarence Thomas hearing, where he called it a lynching of himself, led by Joe Biden and the ever immoral Ted Kennedy. Let's not forget about that time Ted Kennedy left his girlfriend in his car underneath water for like 18 hours while he slept off a hangover. Let's not forget that Joe Biden's best friend, the lion of the Senate. Turns out, Teddy boy, when you leave your mistress in a car underwater for a while, she dies. News to everyone in the Kennedy family. Even back then, Joe Biden didn't know what the hell he was talking about, and then he had all of his faculties about him. It has not been a secret that Joe Biden has been the stupidest member of the Senate for basically the totality of his term. And now that we are starting to see not only the stupidity falling from his eyes, Joe Biden is now forgetting how dumb he actually is, and big money donors are starting to take notice. Growing Democratic uproar, this from the Daily Mail, uproar over President Joe Biden's shockingly feeble debate performance on Thursday appears to be turning into a full-blown party revolt. Quote, for Biden's own good and for the good of the country, he should step aside immediately. A major Democratic donor and former hedge fund manager, Whitney Tilson, told the Daily Mail. The fact that it has now been 3 days and Biden has done nothing to assure us confirms my worst fears. Tilson gave the party more than $300,000 in the last several years. Days after the president struggled to hold the train of thought and tailed off mid-answer into complete gibberish during the CNN debate, left-wing benefactors are still up in arms. On Saturday, Biden appeared at a New York fundraiser at a glitzy Long Island beach town in the Hamptons. According to one attendee, read a simple 15-minute speech off a teleprompter before leaving without taking any questions. Doing that for the next 5 months is not going to be enough, the fundraiser guest said, stressing that Biden's understandably anxious supporters deserve some reassurance he is capable of defeating Donald Trump in November. It didn't help that just yesterday, Joe Biden had another one of his end-of-quote moments.
I concur with Justice Sotomayor's dissent today. Here's what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote.
You're not supposed to read that, Joe. You're not supposed to read that. Pause. End of quote. Somebody go get him, please. Can somebody go get the old man? Now that you've got the donors getting worried, because look, there are only a couple of factions, and people like to do this in politics all the time. They'll say the black vote, the women vote, the white vote, the Asian vote, the male vote, the female vote, the poor vote, the highly educated vote, the high school educated vote, degree, no degree, showers after work, showers before work, union, non-union, CEO, white collar, blue collar. No, there's like four different coalitions in politics. You have the lobbyists, you have private donors, you have the grassroots, and you have the establishment. Joe Biden right now only has one out of those four. Maybe two. Maybe the establishment. But right now, all he's got is the lobbyists, keeping the money train flowing. As we begin to see, Joe Biden is preparing to send more money to Ukraine. Announced today, $2.3 billion more going to Ukraine. Moderna, is it Moderna? I think it's Moderna. One of the pharmaceutical companies is getting an additional $175 million in order to come up with a vaccine for the bird flu. You know, the bird flu we heard so much about that seemed to disappear over the course of the last couple of weeks. People are starting to get worried. Later on that Saturday night, Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Jamie Harrison and the Biden campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez only further stoked concerns on a conference call with wavering DNC members. The call was akin to a rah-rah speech. A party member from North Carolina told the Daily Mail he was surprised when organizers failed to address the elephant in the room, mainly Biden's inability to speak clearly. Other DNC members went further in their criticisms. Some said they felt gaslit by campaign officials on the call who seemed to deny there was anything to be concerned about. The official Biden team line appears to be nothing to see here. But some people are looking quite clearly at many things to be seen. Some people are looking incredibly clearly at it coming from Jake Tapper. We'll get to that in just a second. Before we do that, listen up. If you are not stockpiling medicines after what we've been through, then you are setting yourself up for a disaster. The warning signs are everywhere with this bird flu headline. The real worry is that it will jump to human lungs where, when that happens in other parts of the world, the mortality is 25%. It's our personal responsibility to be prepared. And fortunately, you can get medications like Tamiflu easily without having to book an appointment with your old physician. The wellness company has developed a contingent emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications that includes Tamiflu, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, medications that every American should have in their medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't consider prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, but luckily they've got you covered. Guys, get your contingency emergency pack that every single American should have, containing things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. Rest easy knowing that you'll have emergency meds on hands, along with a guidebook on how to use it safe. Backed by research from experts like Peter McCullough, every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Guys, go to twc.health/LFA. and grab your contingent emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/LFA. Use code LFA. That saves you 10% off at checkout, plus free shipping. The kits are only available in the USA. Guys, go to twc.health/LFA. There, look, I've said it many times before, and I will continue to say it again, is that if things get bad, if the ish hits the fan, people will not be trading in money. They won't be trading in any sort of precious metal. People will be trading bullets and penicillin. So make sure you guys are stocked up on all of that. Go to twc.health.com/LFA. That's twc.health/LFA. So recently, as a matter of fact, what are we at? 2 hours ago, Jake Tapper put out what I would consider to be a very, very revealing tweet. A very revealing tweet. And that is that apparently there was a call yesterday afternoon involving Democratic governors, just the governors, no staff, no one from the campaign or from the White House. It was organized by Tim Walz of Minnesota for the Democratic Governors Association. Where the hell is it? Hold on. It's a tweet thread. And I think I've lost. Oh, boom. Here we go. There. The meeting with the governors. I'm sorry. There is an addendum to this. The meeting with the governors will likely take place tomorrow. Only the governors will get together. How many of them will be vying for the spot for president? How many of them will be saying, whether it's Tim Walz, whether it's Jared Polis, whether it's Gavin Newsom, whether it's Gretchen Whitmer, whether it's Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, how many of them will be vying for the job of president in order to get Joe Biden to step down? Because I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you all saw what's going to be coming next. I'm not sure if you all saw what's going to be coming next, but we'll get to that in 1 minute. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Because I'm going to show you guys a quick video of Kamala Harris talking to Taji P. Henderson, whatever the hell her name is, the chick from Empire, on a conference call about on a staged sort of thing. And it's one of the most horrifying things I've ever. It might be the most cringe video I've ever actually seen in my entire life. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Before we do, hit the thumbs up button, guys. Share this video out all over the place. We're rocking. We are rolling here. Let me pop this live chat up onto the screen so everyone can say hello, hello, hello. Let's see if we can get to 300 rumbles by the end of the show. What's up, everybody? What's up? Jess Heat, how are you? Don Jr. said last night, talking about the VP, I wish he, Trump, will announce him already. I'm tired of hearing about it. Yeah, I concur with Don Jr. I wish he would announce already so we could... definitely not Karen. J.B. Pritzker from Illinois. That's another possibility. Another possibility Democrats could replace him with, Andrew Cuomo. Another far-reaching possibility, please... The political gods, are you listening? Please replace him with Hillary Clinton. This way, hell, Donald Trump will win Canada if they do that. The possibilities are endless, but you know what? People are starting to get worried. People are starting to get worried. And why wouldn't they be worried when this is what's waiting in the wings? Because it's important to understand something. It is not, this election is not about Joe Biden and his poor debate performance the other night. It's not. It's about whether or not the guy you saw on stage can hold up for another 4 years. Because if he can hold up for another 4 years, here's what's waiting for you.
No, Taraji. Now, you know I wouldn't do that. Especially not to a fellow bison. The real H.U., you know. So what's on your mind?
Oh, Madam VP Harris, I'm worried about the election. Women's reproductive rights are on the line. Our Supreme Court is on the line. Our basic freedoms are being tested. Madam VP, I know you've been traveling across the country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us.
They not.
There's a full-on attack on our fundamental freedoms. The freedom to vote.
Yep.
The freedom to love who you love. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom for a woman to make decisions about her own body, not having her government tell her what to do.
Ew. What is that? Why do they do that? Why do Democrat politicians change the way they talk based on who they're talking to? Kamala Harris is out there in these streets? Really? Are you? She sucks, man. Oh, she is so dreadful. She is so dreadful. And that is Joe Biden's biggest liability. Joe Biden's biggest liability is not the fact that he no longer knows where he is. Joe Biden's biggest liability is not the fact that he's bumbling, mumbling, fumbling, and stumbling. His biggest liability is not the economy or the border, immigration, inflation, gas prices. It is the fact that that is what is waiting in the wings. That's what's waiting in the wings. That is what Joe Biden's problem is. Because this was done very effectively in 2008. Many people looked at John McCain and they were like, I like John McCain, but I don't know if he'll make it the 8 years. Sarah Palin, not a big fan of hers. I'm going to vote for Obama. That's what a lot of them ended up doing. And the same thing's going to happen here. Because somehow, despite the fact that Joe Biden's numbers are lower than they've ever been, it is almost shocking to me that somehow Kamala Harris falls even further short. I don't even know how the vice president can have a negative approval rating. They barely even have a job. Maybe that's because Joe Biden decided to dump all of the crap on her that he never had any intention of fixing, like being the border czar. Meanwhile, we get to hear about how the Biden administration has let in more than 100,000 illegal immigrants since June when he cracked down on the border. You guys remember that executive order that we all said was going to do absolutely nothing, and sure enough, it didn't. It has been revealed that over 100,000 illegal immigrants were let across the U.S. border in June, the same month Joe Biden announced he had enacted a crackdown on illegal border crossers. Additionally, Homeland Security documents obtained by the New York Post showed that despite the president's promise to prevent those who make their way into the country between ports of entry from claiming asylum, around 30,000 of them still managed to do so. Nevertheless, Alejandro Mayorkas touted the administration's actions as a success, saying last week that the restrictions were working because of their tough response to illegal crossers, because they have built on a sustained effort to exercise our full authority to enforce the law and impose consequences for illegal entry. Well, let's talk about some of those consequences, because, of course, we've got new news about illegals doing absolutely awful things. You guys remember Texas teen? Oh, she's not even a teenager. The 12-year-old girl from Texas, Jocelyn Nagare. You remember her? Cute little kid with her little cello. Yeah, well, it's just been revealed. It's just been revealed that poor Jocelyn, with her little cello, it is now being reported, as I'm sure we all guessed, that before she was murdered, she was raped by two Venezuelan illegal immigrants. That's Joe Biden's America. The rape of the gang rape of a 12-year-old girl in Texas. Joe Biden's getting the America he wants. Soon we'll get the president we deserve. Never stop pushing, guys. I will be back tomorrow. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. You can use promo code SUMMER to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SUMMER. 30% off everything on the website. That is the best way to support this show, support the movement. Once again, I want to thank everybody so much who came out this weekend. We were able to raise $1,000 for Donald Trump. Grassroots is the way we are going to win this election, and I cannot wait. Thank you all so, so much. I'll see you guys back live tomorrow. Until then, stay loud.